So welcome, guys. Welcome to Parenting Unplugged. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And my name's Monica.
And my name is Elisa.
And we are so happy to be sharing our first ever episode with you today. And yeah, it's very exciting. And we're going to be talking about we're finding out that you're pregnant. I mean, this is a huge one to start with.
Exactly. It's a pretty big moment. It's usually a surprise. It's feel like, I mean, as much as you plan it, it's just, whenever you see that plus sign actually come up, it's always like a moment.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how can, I mean, when you think about like planning for pregnancy, I mean, you can plan, but it's never going to go according to plan, like life, like you're always going to have some things that go to the plan, the schedule that you want, and then some things are just going to happen that's completely out of your control.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the thing is with pregnancy, I feel, and with like having a baby, it's one of those things that you could just like never really prepare for. As much as you like prepare for it mentally, the moment that it actually happens, you're like, oh wow, okay, this is actually happening now.
Yeah, like it's actually happening.
It's
Like you've thought about it and you think, okay, we're gonna plan to do this. We're gonna do like all the things. But until you see that stick or, like until you find out, like through the blood test or whatever you did, it's like, wow, like there is something growing inside me, and that's just mind-blowing.
Exactly. It truly is. It truly is. You go from just being you, your regular self, to having like a tiny human so growing inside of you. So that's
It's incredible.
incredible. What was that first moment like for you? Let's say like when you saw the plus sign.
Oh my God. Oh wow. So I remember, I don't remember the exact date or day. My husband thinks it was on a Sunday, but honestly, I cannot remember that much. But I remember we were in our old apartment and I was just saying to him, like, I feel weird, I feel different. And he kind of joked and he was like, you say this every month. And I was like, no, this is different. Like as a woman, you just get that feeling, like it's different from the other feelings. And he was like, okay, like, because we were planning to, to try for a child. And he was like, well, we do have, pregnancy tests if you want to take one. But I didn't even need pregnancy test. Like I knew, I knew down to my soul that I was pregnant
Yes.
and I
Oh
was
my
going to have a
God.
baby.
Oh
Like,
my God.
and I remember sitting like on the toilet and, that moment where and I wasn't surprised that I saw the plus sign. I'll be real. Like I was not surprised.
That's hilarious.
I think like my husband, he was more surprised than me. But for me, I was like, I knew it. Like, I knew that was going to happen. And I think the very first feeling I had was a mixture of sheer excitement and anxiety at the same time, if I'm completely honest. So like tell me your story. What how did you feel?
I think it's so funny because we have similar stories. But I say for me, I already kind of knew I was pregnant the night before. That actually
That's crazy.
I was at the most brother's house, at my brother-in-law's house, and they were celebrating their baby's birthday. I think she was turning two. It was her second birthday. And I remember sitting there with a glass of sangria in my hand. And I'm like, I think I'm, and because afterwards, right after the baby's birthday, the birthday party was done. And they were, celebrating. And they're like, okay, well, we have a big announcement. And we're like, oh, okay, what is it? And I kind of knew that they were going to say that they were pregnant because I knew they were going to try for a second, for a second. So right there, they announced we're pregnant. And I'm like, shoot, I think I'm pregnant too. Mind you, I had a glass of sangria in my hand, but I was like, I think I might be, but I'm not really. Like, I don't know, So
Oh,
then the next day, I was like, all right, you know what? Let me see what's, if I really am or not,
yeah.
So funny enough, I was at the store and I went with like with my hubby and then his brother, and we were just like in our big, there's like a big supermarket here, Walmart. So we were at Walmart and I kind of ran to pick one up without telling Demo about it because I didn't want him to like get his hopes up and I didn't want to like excite him in any way and I wanted it to be a surprise. So I picked one up and I bought it without showing anyone. So that night we went back to my house and I took it without showing it to him, without telling him that I was taking it because I had a whole setup. I had like a onesie and I was
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
I wanted to show it to him with like a onesie and like have that little setup on the bed. And I knew the moment that I took the test, I'm like, I know I'm pregnant as well. Like I knew it. I like peed on the stick and I'm like, that's it. When it came up and I'm like, I was nervous. I was like a little nervous, but I was also kind of like that those like mixed feelings. I just didn't really know what to feel. Just like, wow, this
I
is
would,
it.
that's how, that's the exact thing. Like, you don't know how to feel. It's
Like
like
this
when you
is
want
it.
something and you get it, and it's like, well, how am I supposed to feel now that I've got it? You know, that kind of feeling.
And you know, usually they say that the men are like the ones that kind of like they'll like freak out over it. Kind of how like, you know, your husband George did to you. He kind of like was like couldn't believe it and stuff like that. When I showed Demo, he's like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "What? That's it?" He just said, "Oh,
You're like,
okay."
I want a whole reaction now.
I'm like, "Can you please?" I had it like laid out for him on the bed, and it took him forever to notice that it was even on the bed.
Oh, typical.
Yeah, typical. He just walked right past it, and I'm like, "Do you see what's in the bed right now?" And
Oh my
he was
gosh.
just like, "Oh, okay." He was like, "Cool." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Okay,
Oh my God,
your
that's so
life is
funny.
completely changed." But yeah, it's
But
just
okay, cool.
exactly just okay, sure. And that was it. That was pretty much like the end of it, the way that we found out that we were pregnant. But it was definitely, you know, one of those moments that it's just like you're never gonna forget it. Is, you know, it's like, you know, always gonna be there in the back of
Oh
your
yeah.
head.
Oh yeah. You, it's like when you give birth to your baby. It's like,
Oh yeah.
or, I mean, obviously that is a much bigger moment, but to me, even just finding out I was pregnant is, it's just such a huge moment in your life, and you are
Huge.
gonna, you're never gonna forget that. You know,
No.
you're gonna know exactly what happened on that day
Yeah.
forever, and it's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think like as a first time mom, obviously like your life changes. Your life is
Oh
going
God,
to
yeah.
change for the rest of your life. You are now, you know, are
Yeah.
looking after a tiny human, something that you weren't doing before. So
And that's
it,
like
yeah.
another thing. Because obviously we're both we both have one child each, right? And obviously these stories may be better different if, you know, you were kind of like four or five kids down the line, let's say, right? And if you had like surprise pregnancies or twins or triplets, and the stories, they would, there's so many different stories out there, you know, where ours are quite similar. But when you said about being first time mums, I think that's something that a lot of mums can like relate to, because it's like the first time, it's like the first time you do anything, you know.
Yes. It's so scary. Really,
It's,
it
oh
truly
yeah.
is. It truly
Yeah.
is. It's like such an unknown world. And even still, like now, it's still like really unknown. Like you just don't know what, like, you know, what next year is going to look like, what next
Oh,
summer is
absolutely.
going to look like. So it's definitely, you're just, you know, kind of rolling with the punches and you're just figuring it
No,
out.
you
And
have
you know,
to.
we're all doing an incredible job though. So
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you, I think you also realize is that once that you, once you have a baby, you really, it changes the way you look at women. Because you just don't realize how much it takes to have a baby, to have babies, you know. And I really, I, you know, I admire women for their strength. I think it's amazing. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things is when I was pregnant, I would walk around and I don't know if I'm like a weirdo for doing this, but I would walk around and look at women and look at children and stuff like that and be like, wow, all of these kids, all of these humans walking around were somehow birthed by like a mom, a woman that's walking around. So like I guess like, you know, the scary part about becoming pregnant for me became less scary when I normalized it, when I'm just like, okay, everyone does this. Everyone does it. Everyone goes through this. Most women, anyway, go through it at some point in their lives. So if they could do it, it's kind of like, well, I know I can get it done too. So I think that's kind of what made it a little less scary for me. But it's still like, such a huge shift becoming a mom, and definitely, letting go of like the days where everything is just about you, and now having to take care of like a whole little human. It's
Exactly. Just
solely
worrying around the clock 24/7.
for sure, a lot of worries. Yeah, and I know that you, like for you specifically, I know that you were out of your home country, and you fell pregnant outside of your home country. What was that like for you?
Kind of like to cut a long story short. I am British. I was born and raised in London. But I spent 6 years in the Dominican Republic, which is where I met my now husband. And just maybe about a month after we got married, that's when I fell pregnant. And honestly, I was fortunate enough that I really built a life over there. I built a very secure network around me. I built a lot of amazing friends and obviously family from George, my husband's side. So I never felt kind of like lonely, isolated because I
Alone.
was and that was a huge blessing, a
Yeah,
huge,
sounds
huge
good.
blessing. Naturally, I did feel a bit nervous because the health system out there is different,
Okay.
like as in every country.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think because I felt like I had a strong support network, it made it a little bit less scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
The village makes all the difference.
oh yeah. And I think we'll discuss that maybe in like a next episode, but like just discussing what that village looks like, and it's I know we've spoken about this before, about it not maybe looking like the way you thought it was going to look.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
that's okay. We have to embrace what we have in that chapter of your life, and that was meant for you in that chapter of your life,
Yeah, exactly. I think when you're pregnant, I think that the village around you that supports you, your pregnancy and stuff like that I think is really like what guides you, and eventually once you have the baby, what really is going like to support you as well. But
Exactly.
I think that also nowadays too, like there's so many different routes that you can take when you're pregnant. Like there's so many options, no matter where you're living, that if you take the time to kind of look into like what you want your pregnancy to look like, what you want your birth to look like, or your raising your child, what you want that to look like, that could be available to you actually really anywhere that you live. It's just kind
Exactly.
of all about where your mind is at the moment, and kind of training your mind to like to think in that way. So I've kind of always thought about this, that like I feel that being pregnant, that especially if you have the right support system, to help you through this process. If you don't, that's when I know a lot of women that that don't have that support system, and it becomes really tough. But if you're fortunate enough to have that support system during these 9 months, I feel like the 9 months is just like the perfect timing to help you figure it out, to help you kind of get all of your ducks in a row, so that when baby comes, you're like, okay, I can do this. I have what I need. I have everything, the tools that I need, and I can figure this out. But I feel like let's say if you were pregnant for like 3 months, that's just not enough time.
Oh no, that's not enough
So
time.
like it's not enough time. I feel like 9 months is like the perfect amount of time that like God gives. I'm a religious person, definitely believe in God. That like the perfect amount of time for you to like prepare yourself mentally,
Absolutely.
and everything that you need
I miss,
for
I
what's
mean,
to come.
I miss my baby boy in my tummy
I
so
miss
much sometimes.
Gamina. I miss Gamina so much in my belly as well, for sure.
Like I
Wow.
miss that feeling. I miss driving to work and singing to him and all those little things, you know.
I think like our pregnancy journey can definitely, there's definitely a lot to say about like what it was being pregnant as well. And I think that we can definitely touch on that in like another episode, because I think that the pregnancy, the first trimester up leading up to like the third trimester, so much changes there.
Oh yeah.
So
I
many like
mean,
physical, emotional
oh
changes that it's
yeah.
like so layered.
I mean, we're
But that's a
talking like
lot.
everything is like amazing and great, but I
Oh
can tell you,
yeah.
I mean, for me personally speaking, there was moments in my pregnancy that were really hard, that were,
Yeah.
you know, like, oh my God, am I gonna get through this part of the pregnancy? But you
Yeah.
know,
Oh my goodness.
it's
Yeah.
there's ups and downs, because you know, like our good friend that's just had a beautiful baby girl, she had an amazing pregnancy. And so everyone has different stories to tell.
Exactly. All the pregnancies
Everyone is
can change.
different.
And let's say if in the future either one of us decide to have a second, that pregnancy could be different for us as well. And then we
Oh
could be
yeah.
like, oh wow, I thought that being pregnant was like this. It's not like
Exactly,
that. So
exactly.
it's kind of wild how things can change too. But like, but yeah, so when you found out that you were having a boy, what was that like? What was that moment like anyways? And how did you feel about it?
So I mean this is something I really wanted to talk about, because again, like I tell my husband, and I mean he doesn't understand because he's obviously not me, but the same way I knew I was gonna, like at that moment I was pregnant, a little down the line when I was pregnant, I also had like a soul feeling that I was having a boy, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't tell you why. I didn't like say, okay, so my hair's more shiny and you know that must mean I've got a boy, you know. No, it was just a feeling I had. We decided to do a gender reveal party in the Dominican Republic with our friends and family, and it was really weird because a good friend of mine, like she organized the cake, and you know, like it was either going to be pink or blue in the middle, you know. And we had it live on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God, I know it's a boy, but I need to act surprised when we cut
Wow.
the cake. You were probably on that call, right? You and
Yes,
Demo.
I was.
And
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Monica, if when it's blue, because I just knew, I said, when it's blue, you have to act surprised.
Right.
And you know, like obviously when we cut the cake and everyone just exploded into like emotion,
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think I was so emotional because I had finally got like the affirmation that I was having a boy, and I was so excited about having a boy. I would
Wow.
have been blessed for a boy or a girl. I wasn't fussed, but when that was like solidified for me, like I'm having a boy, I think that was just, it was
Wow.
unbelievable, the emotions I had. Especially after, you know, like when the party's done and you're back home and it's just you and your family. It's like, yeah, it was pretty special.
Oh my God, that's wild that you knew already before you found out about the gender that you were having a boy. That's insane
Yeah.
that you actually write about it as well, because I feel like a lot of the times we're not right.
Yeah. What did you know, or did you have a feeling?
So I swore I was having a boy. I swore, both of us, we swore we were having a boy. We had girl and boy names chosen out, and
Yeah.
I don't know, I just kept like I had this deep feeling that I was having a boy. And honestly, I really liked my girl name a lot better than the boy name. And we were going to announce on like the day of the gender reveal, we were going to announce the baby's name. So we had to like kind of, that was like part of the deal. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to announce the name. So I'm
Yeah.
like, all right, well, I guess, you know, I'm still kind of in the back of my head, I was hoping it was a girl because I really wanted to use the name Camila. And the boy
That's a
name, I
lovely name.
wasn't 100% sold on the boy name. So, the moment that I found out it was a girl, I definitely screamed. Like I was just like just so excited, over the moon excited. But
Yeah.
then I want to say immediately after, I had this feeling of just like, oh my God, because I feel like girls, it's just like so much responsibility. We're
Yeah.
so layered. We are We are
Oh,
intense humans, and there's so much to think about when it comes to girls that you don't have to think about with boys.
yeah.
So, still, like till this day, like I still think about like, well, what is her future going to be like? What kind of rules am I going to enforce and stuff like that? And it's just like you have to be like so much more gentle with girls, I feel, than it is with boys. So I kind of definitely had that heavy feeling of like, okay, this is a huge responsibility that I'm going to have on my shoulders. Thank you, God, for the responsibility, but wow, you know? So that's kind of like was my thought behind it. I'm absolutely blessed that I, ended up having a girl. I wouldn't have traded it for the world. But I do feel like having a girl, it just comes with like a, there's like a little bit of a different touch to it.
Oh
And
yeah, girls and boys. I mean, essentially, they're just so different. And I think like a girl mum would have worries that a boy mum wouldn't have. But then at the same time, there's some things I think about that I didn't think I would worry about having a boy. And maybe we can look at that in a future episode. But I mean, essentially they are different, but they are obviously the same at the same time. It's a weird paradox, you know.
It is definitely weird. It's super weird, but yeah, I think like either way, having a boy or a girl, anything, either one of those is a huge blessing. And I was still extremely surprised with having a girl, but it was so nice to hear about having a girl finally. And oh, and Demo did dream about having a girl as well. I think you had told me that George.
Because George dreamed about Noah a few times, especially when I was pregnant. He kept dreaming of the head of hair Noah would have,
Oh, I see.
it's strange, isn't it? Because those things happen, but yeah, I'm so glad we got to talk about this on our first episode. I think it was so important to talk about the feelings of getting pregnant and how that changes you just from the second you find out, you know.
Absolutely. And you want to know something also talking about the day of the gender reveal? I feel like that was the most exciting day as well. I think that that topped everything. A baby shower or no baby shower, or just like the day you found out, that's a really important day, the day that you found out. But I think that the second most important day is the day of the day you find out the gender of the baby. I think that
If
that
you
day.
find out the gender of the
Oh,
baby.
that's true. That's true. If you find out, which I don't know how women do, how they wait. That's insane to me.
That would kill me.
Yeah, that would kill me too. I guess that's what keeps things exciting, but
Yeah, that's true. Just go for neutrals, as we love anyway.
Neutrals. Neutrals are definitely a lot easier these days with babies. It's easier not. It's not that hard to find neutral colors anymore.
Exactly.
But yeah, but this was so much fun. I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm really looking forward to taking a deeper dive into, the next episodes. I believe the next episodes we're going to be talking about what our pregnancy journey was like and our trimesters and, the ups and the downs of that. So that's going to be
Definitely, yeah.
a fun.
Yeah, just going into maybe some of the questions, because I mean, every pregnancy story is different, so it'll be interesting to hear both of our sides of the story of how our pregnancy went and kind of like how that was for us and for our partners too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our partners go through a journey as well. Like obviously they're transitioning
Absolutely.
to parents, so they also are going through like different, days and different kind of emotions, and also handling our emotions too.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, I know that for sure. I had a lot of tough days, and he just had to just like take it like a champ and move
Oh, yeah.
along.
Oh, yes. I don't think they have a choice.
Of course, definitely. But I think that also like one thing that happens, after you're pregnant or like, during the pregnancy as well, is that you are also thinking about like saying goodbye to who you were before you were a mother. So going through that stage of like, okay, getting ready to kind of move along with my life and saying, and ending this chapter of my life where I wasn't a mom. to becoming a parent. Like, also going through that transitional period is huge, and I feel like you're kind of, fighting a battle, within your mind as well as to what that could be like. So,
Yeah, definitely. That's a big one there.
So, anyways, really looking forward to our next episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to us today, to our chat and to our rants.
If you like listening to our rants, please we love having you viewers and we'd love to hear feedback as we go. If you want to hear about specific things, we are all ears. And we are so excited for you to be on this journey with us. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for
And we
listening.
can't wait for the
Cannot
next
wait.
episode.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.